hospital. A place where we go with all our problems with the hope that a doctor will treat us and make our lives better. But who knew a hospital can in fact turn out to be a haunted place for a doctor? Today's story is based on a true incident that occurred in a hospital in Australia. I was posted on night duty during my MBBS internship. My two batchmates, Helen and Julie, were also there for the night shift. During their classes, they had heard a lot about a haunted room in the lower basement. It said that earlier it used to be a psychiatric ward, where a patient had committed suicide. After his death, strange things started to happen, and the management decided to lock all the rooms of that ward and seal the basement. Nobody was allowed to go in there, and the keys were only in the possession of the security personnel. All three of us were young interns who, along with studying diligently, also indulged in some harmless mischief. We had very few patients that night, so we thought of going to the lower basement and checking out the mystery ourselves. We somehow managed to get the keys from the security personnel and went toward the basement. When we reached the staircase, Helen got very scared seeing all the darkness, and she urged us to go back. But none of us paid heed to her. With every step that took us downstairs, Helen's fear grew. But she didn't want us to think of her as a coward, so she chose not to speak of it. A light in one of the rooms of the long corridor was flickering. We reached the haunted room, and despite the room being locked from all sides, strong gusts of wind blew in that room. In one of the windows of the room, Helen saw a reflection of a man hanging from the fan. She screamed. The man disappeared the moment Helen let out that scream, and we laughed at Helen for being such a coward. And Helen, once again, couldn't say anything to us. We went further inside, but Helen suddenly started feeling cold, and she stepped out of the room. The moment she stepped outside, Helen felt as if someone grabbed her legs, and she started screaming again. Before we could do anything, we saw that a horrific-looking man was dragging Helen with him toward the end of the corridor. We ran toward Helen, but the door of that room slammed shut on its own, and we weren't able to open the door. Suddenly, all the lights went out. We once again tried opening the door, and this time, the door opened easily. It was pitch black in the basement, and we didn't understand what to do. When we turned out our flashlights, we felt as if a spirit was wandering through the corridor. When the spirit came close to us, we both screamed and ran out of the basement as fast as we could. When we reached upstairs, we called the security guard and a few more people who helped us find Helen. She was lying unconscious in a corner, and we got her up and had her admitted into one of the rooms. Helen was out cold and she murmured something. All the senior doctors were left shocked, as none of them could understand what was happening. After that night, Helen was in a coma for 6 months, and we both were suspended for a month. When she came out of the coma, she didn't speak a single word about that night. She soon switched her job and never talked to us after that incident. Julie and I regret every moment of our actions from that night.
If you like my episode, please my follow podcast channel and want to know the update of the episode, please follow me on Instagram, PrithamishRana06.